This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Looks like Santa was going for a bit of a test flight earlier this week, but things didn't turn out all that well. Rather than taking his reindeer along with him, he tried to paraglide instead. Turns out that's not the best way to get to a chimney. Kris Kringle flew right into a power line, forcing the Sacramento Fire Department to rescue him. Good thing he tested this out ahead of time, otherwise Christmas would be a nightmare. One local agreed that Rudolph should continue to guide St. Nick. Hear, hear. Parts of South Florida are under a frost advisory, which only means one thing. It could be raining iguanas. This sort of thing happens at least once every winter. The iguanas like to sleep in trees, and when it gets cold enough, they sort of freeze and plop to the ground. They're fine once it warms up. Last year, falling iguanas caused dented cars and even a few injuries. COVID has now reached one of the most isolated places on Earth. The virus somehow made it to Antarctica, where it's infected at least 36 people stationed at a research base near the South Pole. All of them were airlifted out of there and brought to a military hospital. Until now, Antarctica was the last continent without COVID. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. A mom in the UK was horrified when her daughter's Christmas coloring book turned out to be very off color. When her 7-year-old daughter opened the stationery set and coloring notepads, one of them contained a page of naughty pictures. Somehow, the pornographic page got stuck in the middle of the book, which was professionally bound and sealed. Luckily, the girl never figured out what it all meant, and the coloring book company is now investigating how that happened. Yikes. A guy in Austria decided to propose to his girlfriend at the top of a picturesque mountain. The excited bride-to-be said yes, then slipped and fell off a 650-foot cliff. Her panicked fiancé tried to hold on to her, but he also fell. Both miraculously survived. When snow broke their fall, both were hospitalized with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. I do! Man, talk about a lucky couple, huh? Hologram technology can bring performers into our homes. If we can't get to rock concerts in person, we could have our favorite stars come to us. Last year, a company called Portal created technology that beams artist holograms onto arena-sized stages. Now they're trying to beam life-size artists into our living rooms. While a singer performs in a home studio, the hologram image is projected to hundreds of locations around the world. The artist can even interact. Thing is, you have to get the technology called a holoportal. It's the size of a telephone booth. Still could be the wave of the future for live music. Hey, it's January 5th. How are those New Year resolutions working out for you? A Minnesota-based beer brand is ready to reward you for breaking your New Year's resolutions. Hams is offering a chance for you to win one of 50 Hamergency kits. That includes a 6-pack of Hams beer and 5 pounds of bacon, all kept inside a Hams-branded cooler. You can enter at hamergency.com through the 13th. Quick reminder, the South Haven Ice Rink is open for the season. Wednesday through Sunday, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m., an ice rink attendant is present during open skate times to ensure ice rink rules and Department of Public Health guidelines are followed. They include face masks being worn at all times on and off the ice. Rink capacity is limited to 20 skaters at any given time. Spectators, participants are expected to stay 6 feet apart. Skate rentals are not available this year, nor are concessions. Skating is free, however. Learn more at south-haven.com. Our knucklehead news is out of England today. when a guy named Thomas Dodd drank a little too much bubbly on Christmas Eve, ended up changing his name to Celine Dion. Yep, that Celine Dion. Seems he's a big fan of the pop superstar and was watching one of her TV concerts when he went online and made the switch. Guy didn't remember a thing till he got the legal paperwork in the mail, and it's all coming back to him now. He's decided to embrace his new name, even has a new Twitter handle, Mr. Celine Dion. And that's the Daily Buzz. You know the routine. If you find something buzzable, send it to me, paul@wcsy.com, so I can share it with everyone. You can copy and paste a link on our social media or snail mail to 11637 M140 in South Haven, 49090. Podcasts are available at WCSY.com, including the podcast of this Daily Buzz. Just click our podcast tab. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called The Present. I'm Paul Andecker. Let's buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.